as Night Ranger. You close your eyes. Do you dream about me? And of course, the answer is yes. Of course you do. Fresh fruit. You're looking for some freak, great taste and snacks that are also healthy. Try eating some fresh fruit. As you know, the ABCs, A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. C's for cherries, too. This is what I mean. B could be for blueberries, you know, or boysenberries. It doesn't have to be black cherries. Come on. Really? C is for cherries. Come on. B is for black apricots. How's that? These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters of the alphabet. Sure, you stopped at C, though, and then you couldn't even get a good one for B, for black cherry. Anyway, edible skin of fruits like an apple. It's a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting fiber. Well, there's like bananas coming to convenient, ready-to-peel natural package. You don't even have to wash your hands to eat them. You probably should wash your hands. Come on. What kind of copy is this? Telling everybody not to wash their hands like they're with Mother Gaia putting your feet on the earth all the time? Come on, put on some socks and some shoes. Let's live in a society again. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. Or compostable. Look it up. If you don't have a dictionary, you got a phone there. Is it compostable or compostable? It's compostable, but don't tell them I told you that. Besides, you're not going to listen to me anyway. Anyway, you're only going to have it. You're probably going to have a devil dog or a ring ding anyway. But if you're looking for sweet, tasty, healthy treat, remember eating some fruit. And it's better than candy or a processed snack like a ham sandwich. But yeah, I know you're going to. I know you're going to be like, hey, there's bananas on the table. There's a black cherry. But I'm going to have the devil dog or maybe a Rolo. Time travels here with you until 7 p.m. And let's play some Cheap Trick, just because I need something to pick me up a little bit and remind me that times were better 40 years ago.
Yeah.
There's Cheap Trick. Talking about growing up and not forgetting your youth. I like that one. It's like, yeah, your parents are going to make out on the couch. Deal with it. Deal with it. This next one's going to go out to a special little puppy that I love. And she's a beagle, and she's also part bulldog, lest I forget. So this goes out to Pippi. This one's Hey Bulldog from the Beatles. I hope she got out, went for a walk today and found a lot of ants.
When you smile, childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. Measured out in you. You think you know me, but you haven't got a clue. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me. Hey.
As Beatles with Hey Bulldog. If I got to play the Beatles, I got to play the Stones, you know? They go hand in hand. They really do. And I was thinking, what am I going to play for the Stones today? I'm going to go with a classic for you. A classic. You know what a classic is, people? If you don't have a dictionary, you can look it up on your phone. Classic means like something old that's great, that people enjoy. Just so you know. FYI, the more you know today here on Time Travel. The more you know.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with everything?
don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
from the album Welcome to Wherever You Are from 1992. That is In Excess with Baby Don't Cry. A little overproduced, that one, I think. A lot of noise on it, but I love it. I appreciate the sentiment of it. For those of you who have phones, you can look up sentiment, and you'll find it means a general attitude toward a situation or event. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m., unless you shut it off now. And if you do, I don't care. I get paid the same amount of money, and you won't be able to hear this. One of the best albums of 1984, or the 80s in general. One of the best bands of the 80s in general. I'm not gonna wait any longer. It's from the album Vital Signs. And for those of you who know your 80s, you know it's Survivor. Here you go. Can't hold back. I just can't hold back, everybody.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make the storyline come true. Can you feel me tremble? And in the night, the silence speaks to you and I.
Pretty fun. There's Survivor from 1984. I'm jumping around a little bit today here on Time Travel. Dealer's Choice. If few people have put in some requests to me. I'm going to try to get those on before 7 p.m. Right now, I'm going to put in a pretty modern one. This is from a band I love from Australia called Midnight Oil. And they had a fantastic final album that came out. They retired. It's called Resist. This one is called At the Time of Writing here on Time Travel.
At the time of writing, we were good as dead. At the time of writing. At the time of writing, we were fast asleep. At the time of writing, we were in too deep. At the time of writing. At the time of writing, we were on the brink. At the time of writing, still had time to think.
There's Midnight Oil from the album Resist. Fantastic final album from the band. Got to see them a few more times before they finally retired. But man, what a band. They were just a great band. Going to bring you back to 1989 now, because sometimes you just have to listen to the Beastie Boys.
Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
from Village,
my style's wild and you know that it's still it.
This snow bag's dripping and you're doing the buzz.
Shake your rope.
Well, that was fun. That was really fun. I love the Beastie Boys. Always fun on a hot summer night. Looks like it's getting dark out there. If you're still at work, leave. It's 6:33 in the evening. What are you waiting for? I think it's time to go back to the House of Pain.
Like Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, then I'd light a menorah. I got thumbs for ya, excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Erica Boyer or Marsha Brady? Let me know, hun, the deed'll get done. Just listen to position. I'll take my rod and then I'll go fishing. I'll get your river flowing. I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure. I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been laid off, my rhyme is still paid off. Cause now I'm making records, now I'm making tapes. Steady busting suckers in bunches like grapes. Making all the papes, scooping up the loot. Putting suckers on the run, pull my gun in and I shoot. I never been a front, I never been a fraud. I got a natural skill for that, I thank the Lord. Cause I feel blessed, I'm casually dressed. I always got my gun, but I never wear a vest. I'm quick on the draw, like a horse named McGraw from the cartoon. Boom, shalak, lock, boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Everybody,
boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Alright now,
boom, shalak, lock, boom.
dice, I hop turnstiles, I rock all mics, I last all night. I put fat blunts, I rock fine stunts. Step up bold, I knock out your gold fronts. Everlast, that's my name. My unique rhyme style's my claim to fame. The House of Pain's the name of my clique. You can't be down, punk, get off my. You make me sick, like Strawberry Quick. Your style is whack, you ain't the Mac. So yo, step back, get off the crack, and sing a new tune like Boom Shalak Lock Boom. Boom Shalak Lock Boom.
There's the House of Pain here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, here with you until 7 p.m. You're like, what's this garbage? Well, I'm going to give you some new garbage. Here you go. The queerest radio show in Boston. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl, WMFO in Medford.
Let me dirty up your mind. I'll strip away your heart veneer and see what I can find.
Thank you.
Here's a little garbage for you this afternoon. The Queerest of the Queer. That's from the 90s. This I'm going to give you a little bit of the Exorcist theme music because William Friedkin died. William Friedkin died. And he was good. And The Exorcist, one of the best horror movies of all time, my opinion. Name a better one. Go ahead. I'll give you a minute. You can upload it to me. You can PM me. Be like, no. Insidious is the best. No. The Exorcist was the best. The Omen was pretty good. The Omen had some scary stuff in it, but The Exorcist, scary movie. Scary movie. I don't know, man. You ever have a little girl, like, spin her head around and then vomit all over the priest? That's scary stuff. Plus, it was supposed to be true. He also did a couple other movies. He did that one with Gene Hackman, French Connection. Imagine Gene Simmons and the French Connection. That would have been a whole different movie, huh? The French Connection, starring Gene Simmons of Kiss in the Kissmobile. You know what I miss? The Scooby-Doo when they'd have some special guest stars on there like Gene Simmons or like the entire Globetrotters. That was pretty fun. I would have liked to see William Friedkin direct an episode of Scooby-Doo. I love that part, just that little catch. The tubular bells, this is a scary soundtrack too. It's like, scary stuff. And then poor Reagan, she's flopping around the bed. They're hitting her with needles and stuff, trying to figure out what's wrong with her. They're like, she's possessed. Her eyes are going backwards, everybody. She's got something like flying out of her throat. She's obviously possessed, people. She's racing down the stairwell on her hands and knees. She's possessed. I'm just saying, there's demons out there, everybody. Some of them aren't just your ex-boyfriends or girlfriends, but there are demons out there. And William Friedkin, one of the best directors, arguably. I'll let you be scared for a second here. Go ahead. The walls are cracking. Demons are showing up. People are floating. That's a scary movie. I don't care what you say. And Ellen Burstyn's great in that, too. And what's his name? Brewmeister Smith. He's good in that, too. Brewmeister Smith. All right. That's my big tribute to William Friedkin. Here today on Time Travel. We only got like 14 minutes left, so I mean, what am I going to do for you? Hey, there's an opening for Demon. If you're a little girl and you're looking to scare the bejesus out of everybody, there is an opening. Career opportunity, as they say.
Never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the Army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the German Gulag. I hate the seven savage boom. I won't open that bomb for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you off the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Oi, 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 oi. Every job they offer is to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world that never knocked.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. The Clash with Career Opportunities, an under 2 minute song. They just belt it out and that's it. I'm going to do an under 2 minute show again. Those are always fun. I made a mixtape, my under 2 minute takes. Chris Earl's under 2 minute takes. It was from like 1988, and I put all my CDs and my cassettes out, and I'm like, what are under 2 minutes? And then I made a big tape, and it took me forever to like write the songs on it because I had so many on like one of those old, those old Sertron 45 minutes each side. You'd get at Zayas for like three pack for 99 cents. So it sounded like hell, but I had all my favorite songs on there that were under 2 minutes. At the time, you know, I cared. I don't anymore, but I did at the time. Here's the Outfield.
I'm broken inside. It's too late, you're gone. I'm tired of pretending. The past is undone. I'm not acting like some kind of fool that I didn't see. Oh, you were out there looking for love. Should have been me. It could have been.
There's the Outfield. Love it. Love the Outfield. They were great. They were like a Survivor-type band of the 80s. Just two great bands, and they got a little big, but not big enough, in my opinion. Just like me. I'm not big enough. I want to get up to like 600, like Brendan Fraser and the Whale, just so I can like eat pizza all day and, you know, turn off my video and teach English to a bunch of people that don't care. Well, it's 2023, everybody. 2024 is on its way. 2023's, it's okay. It's no 2020. You know, 2020 actually wasn't bad, all things considered. Yeah, the little COVID going on, but it was a pretty productive year for Chris Earl, at least. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but who knows? Something else is around the corner. We know that. We had that crazy storm yesterday. We had Tornado Alley happening down in Mattapoisett and Barnstable. Hope you're all right. At least most of you. At least the ones I like. The rest of you, I don't really care. Doesn't really matter. Here's Fleetwood Mac. Good night, time travelers. Have a good week, everybody. See you next week. Time Travel with Chris Earl. Mellomax is up next. Going to leave you with Steve Winwood.